Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. Culture as we know it is something that is intangible when viewed from a traditional financial investment standpoint. And at WCM Investment Management, they take a unique approach by screening potential investable companies using culture as a metric. So how is culture measured and why does culture matter when it comes to investing? Well, joining us on the phone to tell us more is Yan Gao, who is a portfolio manager and business analyst at WCM Investment Management. Yan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us today. So let's just start off with, how do you define the culture of a company and how is culture quantifiable and investable?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So at WCM, we define culture in very simple, very practical terms. Mm-hmm. It's the pattern of behaviors and the beliefs that guide decisions and actions in organization, or how things are done around here. It's not really like how happy our employees or like what values are painted on the office walls. Mm-hmm. It's more about how employees behave when their boss is not around. So, there are a lot of methods out there like for quantifying culture and finding cultural signals. Many of them are like survey-based, and an increasing number of the newer approaches use like artificial intelligence to detect sentiment and themes in employee reviews online, right? So, but however, we don't believe culture needs to be quantified to be useful. Mm-hmm. So culture is an inherently social construct. So for the type of things we are interested in culture, qualitative data can actually be more informative. Mm. So in fact, we think the investing world's obsession with like quantifying everything and a WCM's openness to using qualitative methods to understand culture is one of the things that really differentiates us. In essence, we want to find out what are the right behaviors for any specific businesses. So over the past years, we have spoken with a lot of experts in the field, like professors from Harvard Business School and Stanford University that have studied organization behaviors for decades. Mm-hmm. So they really help WCM to build a general cultural framework. And then we have read a lot of studies published in respected journals and developed our own checklist of questions and focus areas for different types of businesses. So for every company we try to invest in, we do extensive cultural analysis. Mm. We talk with the former employees of the company, competitors, customers, suppliers, industry consultants, and also like the company's management team to make sure that we have a 360-degree view on the company's culture. So it's very intense and time-consuming process. But culture analysis has been a critical component for our due diligence process.
Okay. So what are some of the methods that WCM uses in its equity screening process?
Yeah, that's another great question. Thank you so much. So we have, over the years, developed a comprehensive investment framework for screening top-notch, like quality growth stocks. So firstly, we analyze the mode trajectory from companies. Mm-hmm. The mode refers to competitive advantages. And unlike many other investment firms that focus on status quo modes or competitive advantages, WCM has this unique focus on understanding the trend or the change for the company's mode. Mm. So we want to assess whether the companies are expanding or widening their mode, or if the companies are having shrinking modes, right? So this is a key method for us, and we have accumulated tons of experiences in predicting the trajectory of modes. Mm. And secondly, we focus on culture, as mentioned previously, right? And last but not least, we emphasize on global pattern recognition. So WCM is a global equity specialist. So every investor at WCM is a global generalist, and we work in highly collaborative way to really try to form like high quality business assessment. Mm-hmm. So to summarize, like we use like mode trajectory, culture analysis, and global pattern recognition to surface great ideas for us.
Okay. So why is it important to know the culture when it comes to investing? Why does it matter?
Culture is important because it helps get people to focus on the same priorities and behave in similar ways. Mm-hmm. And that's how companies get things done, right, and execute on their strategies and their growth plans. So in simple terms, good culture helps great businesses become even better, extend their growth curves, and react to challenges and headwinds. Mm-hmm. And poor culture leads to subpar execution, underperformance of their employees, the loss of focus for long-term development for the business. Mm. So conduct robust culture analysis not only help us capture upside from the businesses, but also limiting our exposure to mistakes and avoid that investment. So that's incredibly useful to us.
Okay. So how differently do companies, let's say, with a strong culture dimension perform against companies that scored lower?
So firstly, we don't always try to score culture in a very granular way, mm-hmm. right? And also, we are not looking only at one or two characteristics for culture. We are looking at a combination of the most important cultural characteristics. So in our framework, we really focus on strength of the culture and adaptability of the culture, and also the strategic alignment between mm-hmm. the culture and the business. So there actually has been strong academic research that demonstrated the effect of the combination of those characteristics and performance. One example is a study done by Professor O'Reilly from mm-hmm. Stanford University. And so he published research in the past decade and found that the strength and adaptability together predicted better performance, like net income growth or cash flow growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what should investors then look out for when they want to invest in a company with a strong culture?
Yeah, so it comes back to the three top cultural mm-hmm. characteristics, and I will elaborate more here. Firstly, what is strategic alignment between the company's business and its culture, right? Mm-hmm. We never look at culture in a vacuum. And there's no cookie-cutter standard culture that fits all business. For example, a retailer's culture could be highly cost-conscious, mm-hmm. detailed, and execution-oriented, while a Silicon Valley high-tech company's culture is innovation-driven mm-hmm. and extremely dynamic, right? So we assess the strength of culture as the next most important factor, so which means that we try to understand how strongly the culture is followed or embedded into the organization's daily operation. Mm-hmm. So a culture might sound perfect on paper, but if it's not really carried out by its employees and there's no strong embodiment of the culture, it is not an effective culture in our mind.
Okay.
And lastly, adaptability. So we are long-term investors and we invest in businesses for 5 years or longer time. Mm-hmm. So we want to find businesses that are highly adapted to external changes, right? So this requires the company to be highly aware of its competition, customer dynamics, and any important shifts. Then the company needs to be highly flexible to make necessary changes that suit external dynamics. Mm-hmm. So those are the top three things we look for in strong and good culture.
Okay. And very quickly, we're running out of time, but what are the challenges in identifying investable companies in jurisdictions where disclosure rules are not as robust? How can we overcome this?
Yeah. So the biggest challenge is that you will have a lack of critical business details mm-hmm. and insights to truly understand the business, right? So overcome this issue, we have tried to be very open-minded and creative and deploy various tools to help us gather more information. For example, we use expert networks heavily. So mm-hmm. we try to talk to many different people in different parts of the value chain. So their opinions are very helpful for us to form more objective view of the business. We also hire survey companies on the ground to do customized surveys mm-hmm. for suppliers, customers, or competitors. We also hire local boutique research firms in different jurisdictions to provide another kind of pair of eye for check.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Yan, for your time and your insights today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Lots to learn there about how culture is investable in companies. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Yan Gao, who is the portfolio manager and business analyst at WCM Investment Management. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.